I want to welcome everyone here tonight for our Christmas Eve candlelight service here at Malvern Hills Presbyterian Church and say how pleased we are that you've come to share this very special time with us. Before we begin, I just have one or two announcements, very quick announcements. First of all, we would like to ask everyone if you would like to come after the service and pick up one of the poinsettia plants and take it home as our gift to you for coming tonight. These are for you, and so if you would take one before you leave, then we would be glad to give them to you. And then also to share that tonight during the service, we're going to be taking up an evening offering, and this will go to the ABCCM, the Asheville Buncombe Community Christian Ministry, and it's designated for the Veterans Restoration Quarters. So whatever offering is given tonight will go directly to the Veterans Restoration Quarters. And so we feel like that this is something that we can share in, especially at this very special time. Once again, we're awfully glad to have you here, and we're going to begin to worship the Lord.
Oh come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel.
Please turn in your hymnal to number 231. 231. O come, all ye faithful.
Please be seated. Let's bow as we pray together. Our gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that we can come here to this place tonight to celebrate the greatest event that's taken place in all of history, the birth of our Savior, our Lord Jesus. Father, we ask and pray that your Holy Spirit would be here to lead us as we worship you. And Lord, that you would be honored and glorified as we sing your praises tonight. For we ask this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. As we begin tonight, I want to introduce our reader to you, and this is Mitzi Robinson, who is here, and she's going to lead us as we go through the scriptures about the Lord's birth.
Luke 1:26-38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Gabriel came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. Of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?" The angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and there will be a child born who will be called Holy, the Son of God. Behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son. There, she is in her sixth month, who is called barren. For nothing is impossible with God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Where's Keith?
Good people all, this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending his beloved Son. On humble knees, we all should pray to God with love this Christmas day. In Bethlehem, upon the morn, there was a blessed Messiah born. Near Bethlehem, did shepherds keep their flocks of lambs and feeding sheep, to whom God's angel did appear, which put the shepherds in great fear. "Arise and go," the angel said, "to Bethlehem. Not afraid, for there you'll find this happy morn, a princely babe, sweet Jesus born." With thankful heart and joyful mind, the shepherds went the babe to find. God's angels had foretold, they did our Savior Christ behold. Within a manger he was laid, and by his side a virgin maid, attending to the Lord of life, who came to earth to end all strife.
Acts 2:1-5. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be registered, each to his own town. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because Joseph was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child.
Now let's sing together the first verse of O Little Town of Bethlehem, which is printed here in your bulletin this evening.
Luke 2:6-7. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
And sing, 'cause morn is now. all is well. Born is now Emmanuel. Born is our Lord and Savior. Sing Alleluia, sing Alleluia.
Same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were sore afraid. The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to you and to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, the Christ, the Lord.
Shining, it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels' voices, oh, no. Let all with
angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord."
Who is this baby? Where did he come from? He's the son of a carpenter, the chosen one. He's the hope of the ages, a gift of his love. Just a child in a manger, God's only son. Alleluia. Alleluia. Shepherds were watching out under the sky when the star over Bethlehem lit up the night. He's the light in the darkness, a gift from above. He is filled with the Spirit of God's holy love. Alleluia.
This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among all with whom he is pleased."
Now let's sing together the verse that's printed here, "To hark the herald angels sing." And please stand, let's sing it together.
At this time, we're going to receive a special offering, and as I mentioned at the beginning of the service, this offering will be given to the ABCCM, the Asheville Buncombe County Community Christian Ministries, and is designated for the Veterans Restoration Quarters. And this is a group that feeds a great many veterans, 150 to 200 at a meal. And so we're giving the money to them that they might be able to feed our veterans. So at this time, I'd like to ask the ushers if they would to come forward, and we're going to receive our evening offering. Let's bow and ask God to bless it. Heavenly Father, again, we are so grateful for the ministries in this community that do help those who are in need. Lord, we pray that we might give generously this evening because you gave generously to us. For we ask in Jesus' name, amen. This evening we have had the opportunity to hear the reading of Scripture of the gospel story of how Jesus was born and what happened on that special night. I want to read to you now from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 23. And we read here, "This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.' And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, 'The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel,' which means God with us." You know, as we meet together tonight, it's to remember that very special moment in all of history. All of history pointed to that birth of Jesus Christ. And to thank our Lord and our Heavenly Father for what he's done for us. You know, it is Christmas, and I know that at Christmas time, especially kids love toys at Christmas time. It's just, it's right there, Christmas and toys. And, you know, even the favorite children's movie of the day is Toy Story 4. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but Toy Story is a whole series of movies, four of them in fact, that all deal with toys who come to life once the children are out of the room. And they get together and they plot things, and it's something that's captured the imagination of kids. Kids fantasize about this, little ones especially. And they dream about them falling asleep and their toys get up and do all kinds of things. And do you know this theme is as old as time. In fact, in Greek mythology, there are stories about inanimate objects that come to life. Stories very similar to the story of Pinocchio, where this inanimate puppet came to life. There's also a German tradition, some of you may be familiar with this, that animals take on human traits at Christmas Eve, right at 12 o'clock midnight, that animals can speak and animals take on human traits. And you know, it captures our imagination because we realize that sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. We're told in the Bible that the Word of God became flesh. The Word of God dwelt among us. And this was the greatest mystery of all time. There were five different parts to this ministry, to this mystery that God gave before us. You know, the first is that no one has ever seen God, so we don't really know what he looks like. We're told in our catechisms that God is a spirit and has not a body like men. Well, that makes it very difficult sometimes for people to believe in God, because we've been trained in something called empirical thought. And that is that we're taught not to believe anything that we can't evaluate with our senses, what we can't see or taste or touch or smell, and then we deny what it is that we can't see. You know, this has been a problem through history. If you think about the number of diseases and plagues that happened because people didn't believe that there was such a thing as a germ, something so small that it couldn't be seen. And yet, of course, we know today that that's true. But unfortunately, there are many that believe the same about God. They reject God because they can't see him and they can't feel him. They can't touch him. It's all just this big fairy tale, kind of like the elves helping Santa Claus make the toys or Santa Claus himself delivering them. Somehow it's all grouped together and we don't want to believe it. But, you know, the truth is that God has revealed himself through his written word, through prophecies, through Old and New Testament prophecies, and then New Testament fulfillment. When the angel appeared to Mary and to Joseph and the shepherds and the angels singing to the shepherds, glory to God in the highest. All of these were parts of God revealing himself, showing the mystery to men on earth. The truth is that God did come. God came to earth. And this is the meaning of that word Emmanuel. It means God with us, prophesied by Isaiah when it said, behold, a virgin will conceive and bring forth a child, and you will call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. And we read in John chapter 1, it says, and God, this God, dwelt among us. It's a beautiful passage. It says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, John 1:14. You know that word there where it says he dwelt among us? It literally means he set up a tent. He tabernacled in our midst. And the beautiful thing is, it's not past tense. It doesn't mean he did it once and it was over. It meant that his tent is still with us today. He is still God with us. Present tense. He came here to stay. And you know, why would he do that? Why would he go to all this trouble? Because of his great love for us. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, it says, behold, how great a love the Father has for us, that we should be called children of God. And such we are. It was God's great mercy that caused him to leave heaven and come and be born as a baby, that he might dwell among us. Back years ago, I lived in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and we had an extremely cold winter, extremely cold Christmas Eve. I remember it. It was 20 degrees below zero on Christmas Eve. And after that, one of the other pastors told this story of something that had happened in his church. On that very cold Christmas Eve, the family wanted to go to a Christmas Eve candlelight service, much like where we are tonight. But the father didn't want to go. The father decided he'd had enough and he wanted to stay home. And so with a heavy heart, the mom and her kids went to church without the father. And while he was there, he heard a commotion outside. And he looked out the window and he saw in the trees a number of birds. These birds had gathered in the tree, probably for warmth. And they were all grouped together. And he looked at them and he said, those birds must be freezing. He said, I wish there was something that I could do. So he went into his garage and he lifted up the garage door and he spread out some bird seed on the floor. And then he went back inside and he watched. But none of the birds would leave the trees to come down into the warmth of the garage. And he watched them and he tried to think over and over again, well, what else could I do? And then he thought, you know, if I could just become a bird. And then it hit him. It's exactly what God did. He saw us in our great need, a need that we couldn't answer for ourselves. And he became a human, that he could be our example, that he could lead us to salvation, lead us to our Heavenly Father who loves us. I don't know what your plans are for the rest of Christmas Eve or for tomorrow and Christmas, but I hope with all my heart and I pray that it will include Jesus Christ, our Savior, who was born that we might have life. Let's bow as we pray. Heavenly Father, again, we are so grateful and thankful that you cared enough, that you've loved us enough to put so many of these prophecies into action to culminate in your coming to earth. Lord, we pray that we would rejoice in you on this Christmas Eve and that we would thank you with all of our hearts for the greatest gift you could ever have given us. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now let's sing the First Noel printed here in your bulletin.
At this time, we're going to begin our candlelight service, and we're going to light the candle here and then pass it back to all of you, and we ask that you would sing along with us. We're going to start by singing Silent Night, and these are all on the back of your bulletin, so you don't have to use the hymnal, Silent Night, and then we're going to sing Joy to the World, and the end of Joy to the World, we're going to ask that we extinguish the candles, and that will be the end of our candlelight service for tonight. So let's begin by singing Silent Night. Thank you.
Please stand, and now let's sing Joy to the World.
Let's bow as we pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, again, we thank you and praise you for being here with us tonight, for lifting up our hearts in joy. And Lord, we ask now that we might go to our homes and places with your blessing, and that you would keep us safe and whole as we worship our living God. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and Merry Christmas. Amen.